Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Overrated, Underrated, or Properly Rated. It's about time this show came up with a new idea. Once again, it's time to play Overrated, Underrated, or Properly Rated. Now, here's your overrated host, Chad Hartman.
That would be me. Chris Tubbs is here, Laura Oakes is here, and look who kind of slinked in. 4:30, family sleeping. We spent time together. He spent time with another trollop, word he would use. And he snuck back home. How does it feel to be filthy and dirty coming back to home?
I don't know. You tell me. That's how you live your life.
Not me. I'm like a member of the Walton family. Okay, we're going to do this.
Okay, John boy.
Okay, this might be a lengthy, overrated, underrated, properly rated, because we're doing one segment right off the start on Rudolph. It's become an annual tradition on this show. Let me lay my case out first. I believe in overcoming bullies. You don't. You're pro-bully. You like Rudolph to look a certain way. I'm willing to accept him any way he looks. You're like those other reindeer, making fun of him. You're like the dad, making fun of him. You're like Santa, making fun of him. But in the end, those of us who are with Rudolph the entire way, with Hermie, with Yukon, taking down the abominable snowman because he's got a tooth issue, we know that eventually Rudolph saves Christmas. I love it. It's the little engine that could. You think everybody should be the tough guy, look a certain way, and that's why you would like the first 20 minutes of Rudolph. You don't like the end when Rudolph rallies and captures and saves Christmas. Have I laid it out precisely correct?
In my rebuttal, first of all, I'll say this. If you, in fact, love Rudolph, that is such an archaic way to look at this. Because if you truly loved Rudolph, and if you were woke like I am, you would tell Rudolph, why the hell are you staying there in the first place working in this toxic environment? This is 2021, last time I checked. And Rudolph, he looks a little younger, probably a millennial. He can move on. The job market has never been better for Rudolph to find something else. Why does he need the affirmation of Santa Claus to say, hey, Rudolph, I know you're getting bullied around, but how about you get a token job on my sleigh tonight because it's foggy? You know what, Santa?
Token?
You know
He's
what, Santa?
Leading it.
You know what, Fatso? I'll tell you what. Why do you allow
that's
this
not very woke.
Why do you allow this toxic work environment to take place, Santa? How about that? I'm walking, Santa. You know, I got a red nose, and you allow your fellow coworkers to pick on me? You're lucky I don't slap a lawsuit on you and end this charade once and for all. So
because it's not 2021; it's 1964, And okay, you don't
yeah,
like
you want women back
the
in the
details.
Kitchen. You want women back in the kitchen.
No.
You want to have a woman over for a drink when it's snowing outside. You want to put something in her drink and say, hey, you can't go outside, oh, sugar. Okay. You got to stay You gotta stay
That's
here.
It. That's it. That's First of all, if she comes over, I call her toots, okay? I mean, what was it? Is there a Cosby situation happening at my house?
Baby, it's cold. Really... Hey, what's in this drink? Hey, don't worry about it.
Yeah, before... You weren't adapting to the woke nature. You were like, hey, Rudolph doesn't look right. Now
no.
You're trying to act like people didn't hear what you said before.
Look, if you're
maybe a little drink you've had this afternoon.
Well, if your whole existence predicates that or exists because Rudolph is on TV, you know what? Take your Burl Ives and hit the road. I mean, come on. There's 500 better options for Christmas than Rudolph.
Oh, that's not even close. Has it been on already? Probably has been. They put these Christmas shows on like in July now. Okay, December 10th is the earliest a Christmas TV special should be on. You with me?
Yes. December 10th?
No. December 10th.
Yeah,
so
it gives you
two weeks. It gives you 2 weeks, basically. You know, Tubbs, are you with me? And you love Rudolph, or are you with Adam, who prefers the bullies?
I believe that things can change over time. So I'm going to be a part of Woke Nation with
good call.
With Carter.
Thank you.
I mean, we have evolved, and I mean, I don't want this to be an HR situation where, you know, Rudolph's got to go file a complaint to get, right. You know, Prasher and Dancer and Donner and Blitzen. So
Chad is basically saying, Rudolph, suck it up and, you know, keep your mouth shut and just do your job.
No. I mean, suck it up, Buttercup, right? I mean, is that where we're going?
Andrew Cuomo.
Or Chris Cuomo. I mean, I'm the exact opposite. I am saying Rudolph is looked upon in a way that, you know, high school football guy Adam Carter would say,
okay,
you're kind of soft. You're kind of soft until he played the other teams, and then they were saying he was kind of soft. I'm willing to accept him, and I'm willing to show that he will be their hero. Rudolph overcomes this and becomes the hero. Christmas does not happen without a guy. I knew him so well, I called him Rudy. We have that type of vibe. What do you call? You know what you call him? Dinner. It's your hunting yes. background. You want to, you know what you look at him? You think he's too skinny.
Ooh. No.
You think, where's Donner and where's Dancer?
Nice tender yearling. Ooh, I bet you Rudolph would be awfully tasty.
Oh, my God. Seriously, you're disgusting. Among the texts, you don't like Rudolph, Adam? I thought you liked venison. Hell, even as a flashing red beacon to help you line up a shot. Would that help you?
Never shoot at something that's blinking. That would be a bad idea. That's bad sportsmanship.
Adam would only like Rudolph if it was the last day of hunting and he came out of the brush. Then Adam would love Rudolph.
People tell me.
Texters are saying Rudolph has already been on twice. I mean, it's, what is it, December 6th?
Exactly. December 6th.
Overexposed. I mean, give me a break. It's like Kevin Hart. Rudolph and Kevin Hart.
They have nothing to do with each other.
About the same size.
Rudolph and Kevin Hart. Okay, now another texter is saying Rudolph's coming back on with Frosty. This Saturday. Okay, remind me, I assume you don't like Frosty either because he's heckled. You're like the guy who puts him in the greenhouse so he's going to melt.
No, Frosty's a great guy. He's confused. He says, happy birthday. No, Frosty's much better.
Wait, you're saying Rudolph is a bad guy?
I'm not saying he's a bad guy. I'm saying he's, you know, he's got the Stockholm syndrome where he doesn't realize that he's working in a toxic environment. He's got to get out of there. But Frosty introduced us to climate change at an early age. So Frosty has gone a long way to help
Frosty should do? Freshen up his vocabulary. I mean, enough of happy birthday. I mean, every time, does it have to be happy? Tubbs, come on. How about hello? How are you? Instead of happy birthday. It's not my birthday, Frosty.
Yeah, I got to come up with something a little different for Frosty. He's a one-trick pony.
Wow.
It's a hell How about of a that? Trick, though, I'll tell you that.
It is a pretty good trick. You know, it is pretty good. All right, let's pause. What is the order for today's overrated, underrated, properly rated?
Why don't we go? I'll go first. Chris goes second, and then you can go third.
All right, sounds good. We want people to chime in through the text. You can chime in on Rudolph. You can chime in on Santa. Whatever you might have for overrated, underrated, properly rated, send us a text. 651-461-9226.
Ugh.
Among the texts coming in, Adam's nickname not long ago was Blitzen. Rudolph is way, way overrated.
Yes.
Yeah, wait. I still love the animated Mr. Magoo Christmas Carol. There you go. Okay. That's your guy. Mr. Magoo.
Mr. Magoo Christmas Carol.
I've never felt so good about my position if you're on Mr. Magoo Christmas Carol team.
You're gonna be shocked that I know this, but I believe Mr. Magoo was voiced by the great Jim Backus.
Yes.
Thurston Howell III.
Lovey. Yes. I think you're precise. Okay. I'm third. Did you say Chris is first? Is that the way we're going?
I'm going to go first. Sorry, Chris.
Okay.
You go
all right.
Second.
Oh, that's okay. I'm the contact guy. That's all right.
Yeah.
First of all, since I already established and case closed on Rudolph being massively overrated, I'll go underrated, and that's going to be this. My inner Clark W. Griswold. I have, being in quarantine here, at home, I've set a new bar for exterior illumination. I'll tell you that.
Oh.
My house is ready for the holidays. I went
inflatables?
Nuts. No inflatables. Those on the inside. Yeah. Nothing on the outside. But But we've done some lights. We've got trees up. It's a winter wonderland. We just need the snow. So that is underrated for me.
Hello? You don't have snow out there? What's going on?
No snow?
No, we just a little dusting. We need the real thing here.
Okay.
Have you broken anybody's windows, though, when you've had some ice come off your gutter, though, when you've been hanging
Not
off
yet.
The front gutter? Okay.
Not yet. Okay. No, that's
Did
that's
you go weird. All white lights or the multicolors?
We like the traditional white, and not like the. It's kind of the warm, kind of yellowish white, instead of
pure
the
white.
Although yeah, pure, yes. Instead,
doesn't surprise.
So, okay, all right, hello.
You
yeah,
can't
right.
be woke if you're using all white lights. I mean,
you know me, yeah.
Oath
right.
Keeper okay. sounds like an Oath yeah. Keeper house.
Welcome to the Oath Keeper Christmas.
You're a proud boy, aren't you?
Yes, you know me. I was at the Lincoln Memorial with a mask.
Protesting this very soon.
I was at the Lincoln Memorial with my shin guards on and a face mask on.
How about those
clowns?
Guys?
Oh my jeez,
Americans.
Yeah, but
what kind of tree?
Fake. We've gone fake trees here now.
Yeah,
I've succumbed to that. It's just they're too easy. They're too easy to put up and down. They're pre-lit. I mean. It's hard
so
to...
So are you most nights.
Wow. Shecky Green over there. I mean, it's just rat-a-tat-tat. This is like a Dean Martin.
And then a Dean
celebrity
Martin
roast.
Roast. Okay.
And now please welcome Foster Brooks to the stage. It's so easy just to, you know, take down the tree at the end of the season. I love the real tree scent. But, you know, you can get spray for that now. It's no big deal. But, no, so I went nuts with my time here and put up a bunch of Christmas lights. So that's
good.
Underrated. Yep.
We're putting up the tree
Yep.
Tomorrow night.
We put our tree up like before Thanksgiving this year.
Too early. No.
You got to give Thanksgiving its due.
Yes, exactly. Well, again, he downplays Thanksgiving. He's something about the pilgrims. You know, he's down on them, you know. Day after Thanksgiving, maybe. I have the kitschy Santas already up. One where it's a Santa and two penguins singing, and then it's hip swiveling Santa. I'll post them on on the Twitter machine again.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Do you like the goofy kind of off odd Christmas stuff?
Oh yeah, you got to throw a little goofiness in there. It can't be all serious, but so yeah, you throw a abominable snowman singing a song or something, whatever. That's all good fun.
Okay, did you do this on your own? Did the lobster help? Well, and also people want to know how is Jen doing?
Oh, so I'm still testing negative, and she last night we had the home tests, and she tested negative on the home test. So our fingers are crossed. Probably going to try to get the PCR. I think is the yep. more reliable test. So maybe in the next day or two, make sure go get that test and make sure we're in the clear. But yeah, it was a bad cold for her. She woke up feeling crummy a couple of days. Lots of coughing at night. But other than that, not too bad.
We've been lucky recently. I had my booster last Wednesday. Maybe my arm was just a little bit sore.
Yeah.
But I'm used to lifting heavy weights. So same sort of feeling.
Lou Ferrigno.
And then, exactly, Arnold. And then more importantly, though, Quentin had his booster. And he struggled after his second one. He's had nothing so far. He is totally fine.
I had the booster on Friday morning. Got the booster and the flu shot in the same arm. That might have been a mistake.
Yep, me too.
I was I woke up the next morning feeling pretty crummy, and my arm was really sore, and my whole body was sore. And I thought on Saturday, well, I've got it now. But nope, I continued to test negative, and it was just kind of the results of that. But so yeah, good. That wasn't too bad.
Yeah, and so I did the same. It might be time for me to ask Mike Ostrom this again too, since we're pushing so much for the boosters and the vaccines. Like, why? And thank you. I'm very fortunate. Why did I have nothing? And other people I know, I just talked to somebody the other day, way more health conscious than me. And after number two, no energy for like 4 or 5 days. Have COVID, but it is just so indiscriminate that way. All right, back to your overrateds and underrateds.
I'll wrap that up. Chris can go now since we're short on time here. But go ahead, Chris.
We got time.
That's all I really had. No.
All right. Okay. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, I'm going to go with the new Christmas specials because it seems like between the Rudolph and Frosty and all the talk has been about ones from the 50s and 60s. I'm going to say that the new Christmas specials are way overrated. Like I like the originals, like the Charlie Brown Christmas, like the Rudolph, like the Frosties. The one that I miss, remember the one with the mice and the clock, the clock repairman? It was 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. They don't even play that anymore, do they? I missed that one.
I don't. Thanks. Are you talking like the new ones on Pornhub, or which ones are you talking about?
Well, I mean, Pornhub, that's all underrated. You just got to know what the EOS, you got to know what words to use to get the videos you want, Chad.
Adam, put that in that daily recap. Chris Tubbs says Pornhub is always underrated. Include that, especially at Christmas.
Well, go ahead, spoiling it. Tim Lammers is going to be talking about it coming up at 3:20.
Well, I mean, Carter started talking about inflatables, so it only made sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, we watched. I like the cheesy Hallmark show. We watched one the other night with Brooke Shields and Carrie Ewell.
Tim Matheson.
Is that how you say his name? The guy who was the Princess Bride, is it Cary Ewells? Am I saying his name right?
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah,
he was a Scottish lord of a manor, of a castle, and Brooke Shields was this author who traveled to Scotland. It was actually kind of nice.
On Hallmark itself?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Or Lifetime, one of them.
Well, not sure they appreciate that generalizing. You know, they put in a lot of work, you know. One of those stations.
They don't. It's so much for branding. I mean, apparently you're not the demographic they're going after, Carter.
Well, maybe he is. All right. You have your thoughts on the newer Christmases. Mm-hmm. What else you got, Chris?
People who don't clean the snow and the ice off their back windshields, underrated. Like, those people irritate me as much as those that don't use their turn signals. It's like
more
dangerous.
How can you not? I don't want to share the road with you going 70 miles an hour. I mean, if you can't see me, I'm sorry. Oh, that's just way underrated.
You're 100% right. We've talked about it a number of times in the show. It's absurd, Adam. That people, here's another thing. If it's on the roof of the car, hey, lazy, get the scraper and get up there and do some work. Because if it comes flying at you on the highway, it's also a problem. It takes 2 minutes max to get prepared. And if you're not willing to do it, stay home. Get an Uber. Put in the work so you're not a danger to other people on the road. Excellent one, Chris.
You know what? We're kind of up against it, so I will stop there because I know you still got yours, Chad.
Yeah. Here's the deal. Let's pause right here. I'll do some of mine, and then we'll let Adam go. But I have a few. Don't forget, in an hour, Chip Scoggins makes his regular Monday appearance. I made the point on Twitter yesterday, and also at the start of the show, I think it's time to move on from Mike Zimmer and Rick Spielman. Neither was incompetent. Neither's awful. If they stay, I think they'll stay somewhere near 500. It's too long in that area. Not good enough to be great outside of what happened in 2017. Then they just laid a gigantic egg in Philly. And then not bad enough to ever get a top draft choice. Both competent, both professional, both decent individuals. But it's time to go on to a new regime. That is my feeling after the season. Doesn't have to happen now, after the season. If you want to listen, you can podcast our show, WCCRadio.com/Chad. You can go to the Odyssey app. And also the Odyssey app, hit the rewind feature. You can go back for 24 hours. We'll quickly move through traffic and weather and come back with more of Overrated in just moments on CCO. Adam, before I chime in on Overrated, I laid it out with a little more depth in the first two segments, and then I did just before we went to the break. Zimmer and Spielman will get jobs. Zimmer and Spielman have handled themselves in a classy way. They've won divisions. They had the one great year. They're stuck in the middle. Yep. They're stuck in the middle. They're stuck at the lower end of the middle. They need a significant infusion of defensive talent. Who knows? They might win three of the next five games. But they aren't at a point, and outside of 1 year, they've never been at a point, where they're truly in the mix to play late January football. That's why I would say, respectfully, when the season is done, we've seen it. It's time to go. I think it's time to end this regime. Where do you stand?
I agree, and I think it's just like you said. They haven't been awful. It's not, you know, they've had some good success, but it's a league where you have to change. You have to change if it's not working. If it's not like all of a sudden the pieces you have are suddenly going to be in place. Some different scheme where now we're going to be a top echelon team. It's not. It won't happen. So I think you do need change at the top. You need change at the head coaching position. I think there are a lot of probably good candidates out there who can come in here and just bring some new life into the organization. And I think it's that time. Like I said, it's not like they've been failures. It's just
no, No way.
You can't be. I mean, you have to win here. It's not. You cannot just be middle of the road and maybe get a divisional title and win one or two games in the playoffs. It's time to get back to the Super Bowl.
There were some inexplicable moments yesterday, too. How
both.
About
and, I mean, geez.
Oh, I mean, how about Dan Campbell going for it?
Going like, for it.
Up three.
What are you doing?
I mean, just moronic. Zimmer playing so soft. Chris had the great stat. Yesterday, Jared Goff against pressure. This is what his numbers were against pressure. 1 for 8, 6 yards, 3 sacks. And so what do they do on that last drive? 3 guys, 4 guys. I think they blitz twice. Yeah. In the last 4 plays, they play soft.
Coaching
the
scared.
End of the first half was a clown show. The offensive line changes made no sense. And then this guy chasing points with 2-point conversions, it's 20 to 15. There's 21 minutes left in the game, and he's going for 2.
Yeah. Real imaginative 2-point conversions, too.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And then he's ripping what they're doing with the play calls. He gets to see those plays. It's not like he just shows up and, I never heard that before.
Right. Pete Carroll. It's not Pete Carroll. Like, hey, did we win? What happened?
Yeah,
no, exactly. I would think he has got some control over that.
100%. Okay, let me chime in here. Foo Fighters. Obviously, everybody on this show today, and Cook also, loves the Foo Fighters. When we briefly saw for a couple hours, they were headed to Huntington Bank. It was like, so good. Let's go. Let's go again. Now they're back, same date, but it's so disappointing because they're going to U.S. Bank. Will I still try to go? Yes, I'm still going to try to go. I'll just hope I'm lucky and I'm in one of the sections of U.S. Bank where you can actually hear them. And then you pointed out on COVID, you chime in on that part.
Yeah, I mean, if they're problem with the Huntington Bank situation is the lack of vaccination proof that the University of Minnesota policy has. Okay, if this is all in the name of protecting people from COVID, why would you go from an outdoor show to an indoor show?
I guess their comeback would be options, right?
I suppose. I mean, you know, it's a larger building, but still, it seems to me a little hypocritical.
Mm-hmm. But I think you're right.
And just the venue too. It's disappointing.
Well, wouldn't they just be looking at capacity though? Mostly something that would be similar to Huntington Bank.
That's it. Yeah, they could. We talked about this last week. Allianz. You know, if Target Field's not available.
Mm-hmm.
Allianz Field would be spectacular. It would be great. CHS would be great. You can't get 45,000 screaming Foo Fighter fans in those buildings. They've decided the dough means more than outside. I mean, they lived up to that. Last week on Overrated, I applauded the WTA for standing up to China with the disappearance of Peng Shuai, the excellent tennis player who had brought up sexual harassment from a top official in China. And for a while she vanished. Then we're told, including by the IOC, she's fine. We've talked to her. No video, no transcripts. Jake Tapper just nailed it yesterday. He just eviscerated while praising the WTA because they've pulled out all their events, all their tennis championships from China. You think the other sports would do that? Hell no. Do you think Nike would do that? Do you think Disney would do that? Do you think other levels of Hollywood? Do you think individual athletes? We saw how when Daryl Morey told the truth then when he was with the Rockets, how LeBron, who's so outspoken on so many areas. And in most of them, I agree with him, how he just completely turtled on China. Because guess what? It's all about the dough. So bravo again to the WTA. I need help here, Adam. Is Marjorie Taylor Greene this stupid, or does she think her audience is this stupid when she's tweeting out a thread about cancer and how pervasive cancer has been and how we don't shut down society because of cancer, as awful as it is, and it's horrendous, but we are during COVID? Which is it? She's that dumb, or she thinks her audience is that dumb?
I think it's her. I don't think she's that intelligent. And not to be outdone, our buddy Ron Johnson, he can't stay quiet for more than a couple days.
No.
Jumping into the Fauci overplayed AIDS. Yeah, that's a good take, Ron. Well done. I mean, honestly.
George W. Bush gave Dr. Anthony Fauci the Presidential Medal of Freedom for his work on AIDS. We have 5 million people plus dead on this planet because of COVID. And these dopes, I guess, assume that Dr. Fauci has a slush fund from this. That even though he's devoted decades and decades and decades of his life to helping people, that somehow there's this giant conspiracy that they are a part of. All right, couple more. I saw, probably was Rex Chapman because he's doing a lot of this lately, 24 years this weekend, Good Will Hunting appeared. Top 25 movie for me. Good Will Hunting, properly rated. Where do you stand on that?
Yeah, it's properly rated. I'm not sure where I put it in the ranking, but yeah, absolutely. And it's one that holds up. You can watch it again, and you're reminded how good Robin Williams is in those kind of roles. So good in that role. When he, you know, when Matt Damon, you know, says the comment about his wife, that is just so good. And
yeah,
sad that we don't have Robin Williams with us still. But yeah, that is a fantastic movie. Set in Boston, too, which, you know, I love the Boston movies.
About time. I mean, they just can't get a break.
They should have just done the whole movie at Fenway Park.
Once every 30 years, there's a movie shot in Boston. It's either that or once every 3 days. I'm trying to remember. And then Sunday Night HBO, so properly rated last night. I have wanted more out of Succession this year because I thought it was so bleeping tremendous last year. That season for me is one of the 5 or 6 best seasons of a drama ever for me. And this year, I think, has been scattered. Within episodes, absolute brilliance. And other times, just bizarre. Just trying to do too much. I won't give away all the details, but what happened in the end left an enormous cliffhanger. Kendall and Logan, mano a mano. Tom and Shiv. Let's say a certain picture from Roman also stood out. It was a brilliant episode of Succession. And then you tell me, because I can chime in too, about Curb last night.
Fantastic. I just watched it about an hour and a half ago, and I was laughing out loud at several different points. And the best thing about it, one of my favorite things, they bring back the name. Seinfeld fans will know the name Jay Riemenschneider.
Yes.
Because he is the current, apparently, the incumbent mayor of Santa Monica. Yes. And Larry jumps. And that was Tracy Ullman, right, who was this city councilwoman?
It's got to be. It's got
to
be.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be Tracy Ullman, but it's just fantastic. And again, we get another minor character who becomes lovable, and that's the prop guy, the Irish prop guy. He's fantastic.
So good. So good. And then the new
widow, yes.
The new Larry
yes.
becomes so good because he's Larry. I mean, he's become Larry. But the widow part.
You're not a widow. The scene in the clubhouse when he walks back to his table is just peak Larry, and it's why I love the show.
Oh, my God. It's just I thought it was good at the start. I think we've had some flat-out great Curb episodes. Mm-hmm. And I saw Susie Essman quoted saying the last two or three episodes are as good as anything they've done, so I can't wait. All right, excellent Tony Oliva interview this morning. Anytime you hear Tony, it's just so good.
So happy you're back for those guys, too.
Oh, God, yeah. Just
long overdue.
Superior human beings. How about the 1970 Club? Five Hall of Famers.
Yep.
Jeez, seriously. The little engine that could doesn't apply to that team.
No.
You're back for Ass tomorrow, but then you're still cheating on us.
All week long.
Oh, yeah. Don't even start with me. What's on tomorrow?
Well, this is an important topic, hard hitting, that, you know, there is a shortage. We've heard about the great resignation, and that applies to mall Santa Clauses. You know, the Santa's helpers who, appear at malls. We're going to talk to one of these guys who's doing double duty this year. And he's about had it up to here. You know what I mean?
How about that for your life? You like side gigs. How about a little Santa action for you?
I have been. I used to be Santa for a lot of my friends for many years. Jolly old elf. I mean, jolly old elf, you think of me, right?
Yeah, not really. Listen, I don't exactly have a small nose. We could light this baby up. I could play Rudolph.
Yes. You're familiar with toxic work environments. You could just stick around in that.
Yeah, no kidding. Listen, speaking of toxic, the only one of us who's in the toxic location today is Tubbs. I was in the building again last Friday. Oh, my God. Tubbs, good luck to you today. If you start glowing, it wouldn't shock me. That building is outside of...
Well, all I had to do was say, hey, Dave Harrigan, as he's leaving. Hey, Dave, how you doing? Good. He's like, good luck. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I needed to know. Anything less than thoughts and prayers would be appreciated.
Yeah, power washing, and then maybe the equipment will work. That's always a good sign. All right, go back to bed, Adam.
All right.
See you. Let's give you a preview of next hour, including our thoughts on an amazing life lived by Bob Dole. All still coming up here on CCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.